Welcome back. Another day, another vault. As you can see, we got guests this time.
Episode 46.
Just had to get that out there. We got guests. We got Alex Brown and Dustin Duncan.
Yep.
Some good friends of ours. We've mentioned them times on the podcast before.
Time and time again.
The cat is the camera.
Sonny, get over here.
So, if you see it shaking, it's not our fault. You know, I told you last week we'd probably have a guest. I didn't lie.
This is Sonny Boy.
That's the cat. Won't get too much into it because I don't like cats, so that's why he's over there. Could have punted him. I didn't.
No, he's a good boy.
Yeah, that's why you punted him half the time.
Good boy.
That's false.
We took a nice round of golf today. I would like to say that Dustin played good, but he didn't. He obviously sucked ass. Alex played out of his mind. I think he shot 6 under. Ethan
incredible.
Looked like a fucking marshmallow the whole time.
6 under what? 200?
Six under 130.
6 under of 20 golf balls lost.
Dustin played well. I'd like to say the same for the rest of us, but can't. I lost a lot of golf balls.
Yeah.
May or may not have hit another guy's golf ball into the woods.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have hit it at Dustin, so if you're listening to this by some chance, buddy, I hit your ball. Sorry. It was in the fairway, too. Like, you got a good shot, but...
Yeah, it was a really good shot.
Shouldn't hit it at us.
No, it wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good.
It was probably a second shot.
Probably.
Yeah, you'll have that. Or third shot. Or fourth shot.
You do look like a marshmallow.
Hey, you'll have that.
I know Maddie, Dustin's significant other, is listening to this. So I just want to tell you real quick, I took a fat shit in your toilet. Right before we started this. So, you're welcome.
Sonny's bathroom, not our bathroom.
But I will hit your bathroom after that, now knowing that. Speaking of taking shits, Maddie takes fat shits. True or false?
That's false. I'm the one who lays those.
But, do you?
Yeah.
She doesn't take fat shits?
I mean, we all do. But I mean, we always have that stereotype of girls don't poop, so.
Whoa, girls definitely poop.
That's what I don't know. Sally poop?
She poops. She poops. I don't think it's a lie, but she definitely does it.
She poops. Ethan, does Liz poop?
Oh, yeah.
Fat shits?
No. Not while I'm around, anyway.
She probably waits to leave.
Probably.
How's Gita take fat shits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, diaper fools.
Well, you'll have that.
My diaper's usually full, too. But...
As always, Casey's hats, they were in frame.
Yeah.
Cat knocked it.
This isn't our normal setup, obviously. Can't tell you where we're at. We're at a secret location.
It's disclosed information.
It's not anywhere near us.
No.
I drove halfway across the country to get here to play golf. Wish I wouldn't have. I hated my life. That's why I'm wearing my golf sucks hat and my golf sucks shirt and my fuck bogey pants. Should say, like, fuck triple bogeys, but... Or quadruples, but it doesn't.
I'll say, did you shoot as low as a triple bogey?
Oh, I think I outshot you on some holes there, buddy. So
one or two.
Well, more than that. I guess my ass.
There was definitely one he shot triple because I remember he saved it.
Yeah, with an 8-foot putt.
I don't think anybody had a count on both hands, though. Well, more than using their feet.
I think
there was one hole. It was like the third one. There was a few small fingers on both hands.
We did get to that one, yeah.
Yeah, you got a 10 in there, but hey, you know what? He's playing high score wins.
We had to get that one out of the way early.
I was trying to make you guys feel better.
Yeah. Going back to shitting, I'm not going to lie. How do you guys wipe? You a sit-down guy or stand up when you wipe?
I think it just depends.
I don't think it depends at all.
It does depend.
I think it's the same way every time.
I disagree. Because what if it's a one wiper, for sure you're just going to do it sitting down, but you... Sometimes your legs get tired, you just gotta stand up. Keep wiping.
So your legs get tired, so you stand up.
How often do you sit on the toilet, though? Or how long do you sit on the toilet?
Normally forever, because I just take my time in there.
And your legs don't get tired sitting like this.
So your reasoning to non-tire your legs is to stand up. To be on your feet and wear your legs out more than sitting down.
That sounds like someone in shape.
Touché.
Sounds like someone in shape.
You burn more calories standing up, so you have to stand up.
Well, you just took a shit, so you burned calories that way.
Not much.
I don't think you standing up to do three wipes is burning that much calories either.
Sometimes it's more than three wipes.
That's just a bad day.
Usually that's why one wipers are the best.
Okay, well, why? What in your generic, how do you wipe?
Usually sitting down.
Sitting down?
Yeah.
If that's the only question, sitting down.
Yeah, no, sitting down.
Yeah, sure, sitting down. Yeah. Okay, do you wipe like from the front, like in between your legs, or do you go to the side?
Oh, you gotta go from front to back.
No. Like when you wipe, do you like do the little lean and wipe?
Oh yeah.
Or do you go in between your legs?
I think you'd have to.
You have to go from back behind.
Back?
No.
No, like on the side.
Yeah, lifting off the side. Yeah.
No, I've always wiped back to front.
Back to front, yeah. Like in between your legs?
Yeah.
It does. You wiping that poo to your balls?
That's like saying that you're wiping the poo all the way up your back.
No, because you stop. You stop.
Yeah, exactly. So I stop before I hit my balls.
Well, you got the balls in the way.
What are you doing with your other hand?
I'm not putting my hand on my balls and fondling myself.
That's why you stand up.
They're your balls.
That's why you stand up.
What's the problem?
I see both sides. I do both.
I'm definitely.
It depends on what toilet I'm at. Like if I'm in a store.
There are some that are just physically do not have the space in front for you to be able to do it.
Right.
I get that. Those are the bad ones, but yeah, you need a good sized toilet.
So. I will use Febreze after they leave, I promise.
You definitely can't have those old people seats to make sure that they don't fall in, because there's no space to get a hand in there.
But also, if you're in public, you gotta like tear off a little toilet paper and wipe down the seat. You don't want to get those herpes syphilis before you sit down.
Yeah, I clean the toilet seat every time.
And you know those places that have like the toilet seat covers that you can wipe up? Those are so much better.
Never used one in my life.
You've never seen one?
No, I have, but I've never used one.
I'm like sitting on them. I just prefer to wipe it down.
I feel like I'm going to fall off if I use it.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not going to stick.
Like when you're going to stand up, you're scared to slip back.
Right.
Is that what it is?
That's
gotcha.
Why you
if
stand
one
up.
Violent movement, you're just
you don't stand up. Around. You sit down.
Listen, there's a time and there's a place.
There's not.
There is.
Never.
I can just imagine people walking to a public restroom and seeing Dustin in the stall with his pants still down at the ground, and then all of a sudden he stands up. Like, what is he doing?
What is going on?
Is this kid six?
Dustin's definitely the kind of guy that goes to the urinal and pulls his pants all the way down to see his butt.
True.
I can see that. I can actually see that, though.
I step back to see how far I can make the stream go into the urinal.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, I've always wondered
how far. You didn't do that when you were younger?
No.
I used to do it down our staircase at our first house.
You used to pee down your staircase?
Yeah, I got in trouble. You can ask any of my family members. I used to stand at the top of the steps and I would just drop my pants and pee down.
See how many steps you get? Turning into a little waterfall?
They love telling stories of when I was a kid, especially in my sisters. They can attest to this with their bullying to me. They used to tell me that when I would go to the bathroom and go poop, that my hair would grow. So to stop me from doing that, they would put a ponytail in my hair to stop it from growing.
Well, there's the cat. So they put a ponytail in your hair to stop it from growing?
Yeah, because they told me that every time that I pooped, my hair would grow, and I didn't want it to.
Oh.
So, you know, they're, you're going to get pink eye.
You can set him down if you want.
He's all right.
Also,
he's really trying to get in there.
Yeah. Kids watching this, probably not the best episode for them to listen to, so probably should throw that warning out there, but you know what? Who cares? Let your kids ask your kids how they wipe.
I feel like most parents probably still wipe in their kids.
Whoa, I mean, if your kid...
Depends on how old your kid is.
That is true. What was the age like you started wiping yourself? Like, without
parents? I don't really.
That's a good question.
Dustin goes,
I feel like,
really. Dustin
like,
goes, I still ask Maddie for help.
Yeah. I feel like my mom baked me for
depends
a lot
on the
longer.
Day.
Depends on the day.
Like, after leg day, I'm too tired. Like,
you stand up and get stand up and wipe my ass.
Yeah. Till death do his part, right?
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You gotta earn that part.
I know. I'm surprised she's still with me.
Yeah, she's a trooper.
Come here, bud.
Oh, he's fine. Oh, he's like, I'm pissed.
Did he vert that?
Yeah, he verted.
Wow. I wish I could jump that high.
That's that high.
I mean,
I could do that.
My dogs could vert it. They would just proceed to fall off.
No, maybe it was smoke.
She tried to vert up and then realized how slippery it was. She'd be like, oh shit, and just fall off.
The amount of times playing a game with Alex and you hear,
oh. Minnie, no! It's either she's on the other end of the room chewing something she knows she shouldn't chew, that's why she's the furthest away from me, or she's trying to get in my lap.
And which one always poops on the floor?
That's Minnie.
Oh, is that Minnie?
Scooby has
it's
not
usually gone, Alex.
Yeah.
She takes after me, but Scooby has not pooped in the house. He's not even gone to the bathroom in the house outside of like the 3 months, like the first 3 months we got him. He immediately learned right away, that dog is the smartest dog in the world. Other one, not that smart.
One went to private school, the other one.
Yeah, one's very sophisticated, the other one just
long got up with OC education.
The dumber sister.
Oh shit! I don't know what we were talking about.
We've been on shit.
It was mainly poops.
Yeah, it's been the talk.
Just kind of care.
No, that's what it was. When did you quit wiping? Like, when did your parents quit wiping?
I honestly really can't remember.
I would say like 4.
Probably. I would probably say before kindergarten.
Yeah,
I think you.
I would think you'd have to.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it was mine maybe 6. I think it might have been the intensity of the poop, probably.
I'd say probably 3 or 4. Maybe probably 4.
Yeah.
I can see that. Probably 4.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'd probably 4, but probably there's times that I'd be like, I'd wipe myself and like be like, my parents would like come just to make sure I wipe all the way. But not, you know what I'm saying? If I got everything.
Should we call our parents right now to see?
Honestly, I feel like I don't even know if I've ever talked to my mom about like when I learned to be potty trained. But I mean, I was eating dog food and drinking bubbles when I was a kid. So I feel like I wasn't developing as fast.
have we all ate glue here?
No.
Never
ate glue.
Not that I know of.
Not glue.
I haven't either.
I don't think I have.
You definitely look like a guy that ate glue.
I don't think I have.
Do you think the kid in kindergarten be like, oh, teacher, Ethan's eating glue?
I don't think I've ever ate glue.
You definitely ate rocks.
I don't think I've ate rocks.
Lying sack of shit. Liar.
I don't know if I've ate anything weird.
Face. You're trying to save face here. It's okay. You can
face.
Yeah, you're trying to like act like you haven't done it.
I don't think I have.
You lying sack of shit. It's okay.
I'm serious.
Be honest with the people.
I'm being honest.
You're lying.
Have you?
No.
Did you eat something weird as a kid though?
Probably ate like bugs.
That sounds like a Potosi thing.
I probably ate dirt too.
You know, my big thing was dog food. I would steal my dog's food a lot, and then
that's funny.
I would drink bubbles. My mom bought me this Barney. She thought it was a toy, but I ripped the head off, and it turned out bubbles were inside the body. So I started chugging the bubbles. Apparently, when I was younger, my mom called poison control a lot. That they knew me by name, and asked me what I had done. So yeah, I'm surprised I'm still
alive.
Did you
have shit bubbles too? Like when you farted, just bubbles coming out.
Not too sure on that one.
That'd be cool. I mean, I'd drink bubbles if you shit bubbles, right?
I mean, why not?
I feel like you'd be more likely to burp them up, though.
It's kind of like eating soap, I guess.
You definitely ate soap.
Did you ever get soap in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would verbally assault my father when he would beat me in Mario Kart. My mom is...
Explain verbally assaulting your father at what age?
I want some examples.
People didn't know my mother. She has a bit of a mouth.
She's a saint.
Yes.
She is a saint. She is the greatest woman in the world. She has a bit of a mouth, though.
No.
I picked it up. And my dad, you know, I could destroy him now at any game that's virtual. But he used to kick my butt in Mario Kart on Nintendo 64 all the time. And so then I would just start blaring out curse words.
Examples.
And
did you call your dad a cocksucker?
I don't think I was that...
Close.
I don't think I was that fluent in the language yet. It's probably some F-bombs, maybe some S-words. But I got my mouth filled with soap a couple times because they were directed at him.
Was it flavored soap? Like
back then, I'm not sure there was really big on flavored soap. It was probably just Dial Bar.
It's probably lye.
Yeah.
Homemade lye soap.
But yeah, I didn't develop quickly in other things, but when it came to my sailor mouth, I got that really quick.
I thought the cat was back there.
No, I was just looking. So, I mean, I don't cuss at all. I don't know.
Oh, obviously you're
no.
I'd like to see a ticker on how many times you've already done it this episode.
Probably a lot.
A few.
A few. I remember when I first started doing this, like I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to still be me. I'm not going to cuss as much.
Yeah.
So like the first few episodes didn't say anything. Then I was like, you know, I started saying shit. And then like episode like 13, I was like, fuck. And I was like, oh, that one slipped. And then I was like, you know what? Who cares? Like, it's your podcast. I can say whatever I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it.
Cancel you.
Right.
I mean, they could.
Well,
I guess.
Yo, we're like the biggest podcast in Washington County.
That's true.
You know what? I'd even go up to Jefferson County.
All right.
Tri-County.
Jefferson County is pretty big, though.
Do they have podcasts?
I don't know.
Do they have someone famous on the podcast?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't even know their podcast, therefore.
Allie, we were actually in the car yesterday, and Allie was listening to some of her music. I was like, oh, she was on Austin's podcast. She goes, yeah, I know, but I listened to her before that.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, hey, so did we, but I did. It's so funny to me, though, because when we talk about it, and I talk to people about it, I'm like, yeah, we had her on the podcast. And I was like, did we have her, though? And I was kind of like, I had her. Ethan wasn't there for that one.
I would have been there.
He was in
it was late at night.
It was late at night. We got her on after she performed.
And I was busy.
You know, he had a kid.
Kids at all.
I was getting ready to. So, you know, we talked all this stuff here. Like, nobody even knows him yet.
Nothing.
Like, what does Alex do? What does Dustin do?
Yeah, no one really cares.
Yeah, no one really
nobody
cares.
Really
cares. Nobody cares.
You know
so, what do
you
do, Alex?
It's too dense.
I work at Enterprise.
Nice.
Whoa! Ooh, like, the rent a car?
Yeah, no, that's
nice.
Great. I'll rent you a car. I give you a discount though. But yeah, no, I work in accounts receivables.
Oh, that's
okay.
Helpful.
Yeah, it's you know.
Keep
super,
telling me.
I handle people's money.
Oh.
Actually, I hunt down the people that don't pay.
That's
so
more
like the
that's more
dog.
Like it.
You're like
oh,
dog bounty hunter for
yeah,
Enterprise.
Except I just harass them with phone calls and emails. Like, hey, can you give me money, please?
Do you say please?
No. Well, actually, yeah, I kind of have to until it gets to the point where. My managers are like, hey, we're really tired of this. They're like, cool, me too. Let me get at it.
So you're like, you're talking about, give me your money, bitch.
But I still got to keep a professional business so I don't get fired.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
You know, because adult stuff, got to get a job.
Well, that's
don't want to go through that again.
You want to tell us, you know, like, we already mentioned it. You want to tell us about your wife? You want to mention her? Shout her out?
Sure. I mean, hi, Allie.
There it is.
My wife. A year, well, almost 2 years now, December
7th, yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say,
it's
me and Dustin,
yeah.
I was like,
I knew it.
I was like, I cannot answer for you.
I had to miss my brother's birthday.
I remember that night, though. I had to go through our passcode, the passcode on my phone. Sorry.
It was a good night.
That was
it. Fun. It was a very fun
night. That was the night, the first time I met Mappy.
Yeah.
Was
it?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Was that the first night you met that? No.
No, I met Maddie before that.
Well, I met her.
Rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, but okay, well, that was like the first time, like, seeing her for longer than 2 hours.
So no, she is real.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. Dustin kept talking. She keeps talking about Maddie. I'm like, dude, I don't know if she's real.
I still don't know if she's real.
She was still.
You can have pictures of anybody.
Out of everybody in the wedding, like, at the wedding, she was the biggest help. With all the pictures and stuff. She was there.
Maddie?
The
oh, yeah.
Whoa! I ran flowers!
Yes, I know. And you were in the pictures for it, too, though. There's pictures of you running the flowers.
I was slightly intoxicated.
But of people not at the wedding, she was the biggest help.
Oh, don't let her get a big head now. She won't be able to fit through that door. I mean, in
she'll
this
like it.
Disclosed location.
I don't know where that's where we're at, though, still. I was roofied.
Yeah, I was roofied.
Dustin? What do you do?
Oh, man. Well, I'm an adjunct professor at Lewis and Clark. So I teach at Lewis and Clark. I'm an adjunct professor at SIUE, Embersville. So I teach there as well. I got 3 courses
yeah,
right
that's
now.
That's what the E in SIUE stands for.
Yeah, do you know what the C1 stands in SIU?
The 11th.
Did you really not know
that? No, I knew that.
I was like, wait, what is
that? Continue, sorry.
Yeah, so I teach, and then on the road to try to play professional golf, so...
Where are you at with that right now?
Just in the process of trying to get status somewhere.
Okay.
So, played this year, didn't have the best of summer. So, going into next season, trying to hopefully get somewhat decent, not somewhat decent, but get somewhere to the point where I can start getting some either sponsorships from somebody or somebody to invest in me to help me play for the rest of the season, rest of a few more seasons. So,
we hope it works out for you. Do fucking good, but somewhat decent.
I've been hearing how good Dustin is at golf for literal, probably about a year. However long
the last time
that he mentioned.
The first time I played with Dustin.
However long he's mentioned you, that's how long I've known about how good at golf you are, and I finally got to play with you today.
It was alright.
It was still pretty good.
It was alright.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now.
You guys should sponsor him.
That means we have to have money. Go find some.
We don't have any.
We do rob a bank.
It's probably pretty easy.
Did
you guys see Austin go to the bank this morning? You robbed it.
That's the thing. Everyone at that bank knows me. My mom used to work at that bank.
Oh, that's an easy way in.
No, it's not. Because they'd be like, hey, why was Austin at the bank? Probably because he stole from us. I did not steal from you. I won't steal from you.
There were only 5 people in the bank all of today, obviously. The list is pretty small.
He's Gavin.
Oh, he showed up.
Don't ruin the plans.
I had a question for you, but I blanked.
For him?
Yeah, for him.
Golf related.
I'm assuming it's golf related.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with it though. I don't know.
What do you want to know about golf? I did. I gave you some lessons.
You gave
today.
Me some lessons.
Why are
today?
You so good?
Tell me.
How long have you been playing?
So I got my first set of clubs when I was 5. So my dad got me into golf. My grandpa and dad. I don't think I really started playing until 6 or 7, maybe.
Okay, so a long time.
Long time. But I don't think I started playing competitive golf until I was like 11, 12, something like that. So.
I think my dad tried getting me to golf. I just picked the wrong sport.
Yeah. I mean, I played baseball all the way until high school, but injuries and decided golf's the only way I'm going to get a scholarship to get out and pay for school. So.
Did it happen?
Yeah, so I went to McKendree, so I got, I believe, a half scholarship on golf there. But I ended up redshirting, so I redshirted at McKendree. Got a full ride at Lewis and Clark, where I teach now. Went there for 2 years. And then I was going to go to SIU and play, but I just decided to get my studies done. So got my bachelor's done there, got my master's done there. And then
also, he's smart.
Yeah. How old are you?
26.
Huh? How old are you, Alex?
27.
Wow, I'm the baby.
I think I'm...
Yeah, you're the youngest
kid. Yeah, it's 2021, yeah. I'm having a really hard time with that. To be fair, I've had 2 COVID birthdays so far. It's very hard to keep track. They haven't felt like real birthdays.
Oh, and someone's just a little bitty baby.
How are you, Ethan?
23.
23?
He's 2 days younger than I am.
God, because we're... Jeez.
We're rocking the cradle tonight, Alex.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would like that. I'm just saying I felt Dustin's ass earlier.
Oops.
I'm just saying, you could tell he works out.
Squats.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. You went from mine to his, and you're like, yours is tighter.
No, this is juicy. He does squats.
It's plump.
Mine's definitely bigger than his. Just not in shape.
We had a debate, though. Remember the debate we were all doing?
Yeah.
Who had the best ass in yoga pants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Because I sent that picture. I remember that.
I still have never told Allie about that.
Wait, who won?
She's like, don't tell me you put yoga pants on.
I thought it was you.
That's what I thought.
You started it.
Yeah, I thought he was the one that
I thought.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
I think we're going to find the photos and put them in here.
Go ahead.
Jesus, that's
cool. We'll let the crowd debate.
You were strutting, though, in them.
Oh, yeah, I was.
I'm just saying.
I don't think
if we were going off the way I would perceive it for a girl, I'm sorry, Alex. You and Ethan, they feel the same. His is just bigger for some reason. I don't know why.
It's not
that's just nicer.
Dustin's, though. Tell you what. Grab a feel real quick.
It's got some meat.
I'm good.
It's got the firmness. It's got the juiciness. You snag it. It jiggles a little bit.
Go ahead, get your handful.
Get your handful real quick.
I'm good.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
After everything that's been going on here so far, don't want to be touching any butts.
So, so if people are watching and I just do this, they're going to freak out? I might freak out. I mean, there's obviously an amount of money you would take to suck another guy's cock.
Whoa.
There is.
We've had the debate.
Suck another man's penis. I'm just saying, there's an amount of money you would take. If someone laid $500,000 in cash right here on this table right now, you wouldn't do it?
My in-laws going to see this.
Well, if they watch,
that already answered
I'm not even worried about my own parents. I'm worried about the in-laws. I'm going to look in a really bad light.
It's a hypothetical question. I'm not saying you're going to, but I mean, there's an amount of money you would do it for.
It's got to be seven figures.
Damn.
So that's only
really?
seven figures.
You're that straight?
I mean, I am a married
man. I'm just saying, you think I'm making you one of those five that you got on your street? He's like, he thinks about it, you stick two there, he's like, pull the pants down. We'll call it even.
He's sweating over here.
He pulls out a pair, he's like, oh, damn.
He's like, all right, you get an extra. I'm just saying, $500,000 in cash, right here on this table, you wouldn't think about it?
I'd think about it.
You wouldn't say like, this?
I think it'd be hard to pull the trigger.
$500,000.
I know Valley would be mad at me.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And don't, here, let's go this way. All of your significant others have a number they did with a girl, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't
know. They do. Are you going to tell me, Maddie, $500,000 sending cash right there, she wouldn't at least think about it?
No, she loves me.
That's a bullshit answer.
She loves me.
What was you just said you would think about it.
I didn't say that, Alex.
You would think about it, though.
For 500 grand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You wouldn't think about it. That's in cash.
That number's real high.
Set on this table.
Yeah, but I know I won't be walking away with more than like a quarter of that money because my wife would take the rest of it.
Yeah, but it's still your money.
She'd be like, so how about that new house? My Jeep.
Buy that new house in Nashville.
Yeah, exactly.
It's paid for.
It's paid for.
$1 million in cash.
A million cash to think about it.
No. What's your number? What's your number? You have a number.
I really honestly don't. Like, right at this point in time, put me on the spot. I don't have a number.
But you have a number.
I would have to think about it.
But there's a number.
I don't know, maybe.
There's no maybe. There's a number.
No, I don't know. Honestly,
a million in cash? You wouldn't suck another penis for 30 seconds?
No.
Lying sack of shit.
Not for 30 seconds.
No.
10 seconds. Hang on.
We're talking about the guy that stands in lives here.
What's I still don't think.
Does that correlate to like straightness?
Yeah.
A million in cash.
Yeah.
It's clean. It's a clean penis.
Are you sure?
Yeah, what I mean.
That you know of.
It's probably like European.
You got a full accent. You got a full accent. Oh,
clean the hood.
That makes the number go up.
Just the smell would make it go up.
Double check.
Oh my god.
There's a number.
I'd have to think about it.
I'm not gonna lie. My number's like
$10. $10.
For you. Take me discount for you.
Alright.
Ethan, what's your number? I think we already talked about
that. We already talked about that.
Ethan's is like
$100,000. You can go back and look.
Ethan's is actually like $50,000.
50 grand?
I mean, there's stipulations to it.
It should be very doable. You could find somebody that would give you that money.
I mean, shit.
I think it's gift cards. That's all
you right.
Well, one search on Craigslist, I think you made 50 grand.
Probably. Honestly.
I'm not
searching.
I would definitely say so.
But nice. Definitely.
I mean,
he goes home.
You wouldn't do it. Say 15 seconds.
No.
For $1 million in cash.
Yeah, no.
You just act like you eat a popsicle or something.
Yeah, popsicle.
You know, that's
a very warm popsicle.
You know, speaking of popsicles, do you guys want one? I have some.
No.
I'll
definitely take one.
All right.
I'm not sucking a popsicle after talking about this on camera. $1 million in cash, you wouldn't do it for 15 seconds.
No.
You know how fast 15 seconds would go by?
You know how long it's 15 seconds that you...
It's $1 million.
Yeah, I know.
You're a lying sack of shit. I guarantee you if there was $1 million in cash right now, and this guy was like, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you suck this for 15 seconds.
What would you do for $1 million? What wouldn't you do for $1 million?
I wouldn't let someone stick it in my butt.
That's lies.
No, I would have.
I wouldn't lose an like an appendage or anything for $1 million.
No,
I wouldn't want to lose an arm.
There's a lot of stuff I would do for $1 million.
Yeah, it's true when it comes down to it.
Anything that comes back to having medical costs, it probably gonna take out of $1 million. Don't want that. Or, you know, for in Dustin's case over here, like mental treatment, psychiatric help.
Yeah. $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million?
Alex hasn't even answered.
You both would do it for $1 million, I know it.
He said, $1 million? What are you saying with me? Yeah. I don't have $1 million.
Well, what was your lowest?
I think my lowest was like $500,000. What?
$20.
$20 in a ride home.
I'm not paying for gas. Yeah.
Nowadays, that's more expensive than $20.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, let me ask you this. Would you act...
Would you rather?
Would you be a celebrity male's boyfriend for a month? No... Anything sexual. You just gotta go out on dates with them and be like a public boyfriend. Hold hands.
Maybe a peck. Like,
on the cheek. For $1 million.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't suck a penis for $1 million?
That's totally different. I mean, I've held your hand. I'm pretty sure Allie views us as boyfriends anyway.
I'm just saying, Ryan, I don't know. Okay, me at Peppick, I'll do this shit for free.
First time. Yeah, why not? Chris Hemsworth? Why not?
Oh, yeah.
This is the Aussie accent gets me.
No, it's Ryan Reynolds gets me.
Well, yeah, too. He's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude. He's funny.
Blake Lively is very, very lucky.
She is very lucky. Ryan Reynolds is very lucky too.
True.
She's more lucky.
That's true. Mm.
So you got me like self-conscious about sitting this long. Now my legs are starting to hurt.
Yeah, stand up.
You're gonna have to do a stand wipe real quick.
I'm just saying, you guys would do it for $1 million.
I just don't know.
You liar.
Give me like a few more months when I'm more broke, then I'll probably say
yes. I guess it depends on who you have $1 million. You're not going to say yes for $1 million.
That's true.
You got money, you're not going to say yes.
What would you do with $1 million?
That's a solid question.
Alex,
you give up in for 15 seconds.
How the turntables.
Allie would
just give it back.
She told me to put it on my savings.
Hey, your fridge is gonna fall. The cat's messing on with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Really?
Oh, he's deep in there.
Your ball's not under there.
He's like, yeah, it is.
My cat plays fetch, by the way. Did you guys ever see the video?
I did see the
video.
It's pretty cool.
Great, isn't it?
I don't know how to cast.
I don't even need a dog.
My dogs don't even play fetch.
Let's be real.
I mean, I do. I would like one, but...
Dogs are better than cats.
100%.
Our landlord wouldn't let us have
a dog.
Have a dog.
But he lets you have a cat.
Cat.
I mean, it makes sense, but it also doesn't make sense.
Huh?
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, dogs aren't going to be up on the counter.
Right.
Everybody just views like a dog as destructive. Right? Yeah, just because it's bigger. But like,
but a dog doesn't lay on your head to strangle you. Like
you
can get
one of those giant cats that these people
could, but they don't. Sure. Cats are bitches.
Yeah, I know. My hands and legs are all fucked up from them.
Yeah, well, look at him.
He's a savage.
Yeah, I haven't actually been. Scooby used to cut my arms up with his nails, but I haven't been hurt by one of my dogs in forever.
Yeah, Sonny bit my face the other day. Wasn't good.
You know what he looks like? A caramel sundae.
Looks like a cat.
He looks like a caramel sundae.
The amount of times I've done this.
You walk to the drive-thru?
Not walk against them, but like walk through the drive-thru to go inside. I had to walk through the drive-thru.
I thought you meant like you...
No,
like
no.
You got like using your car just to the drive-thru. Yeah, can I get the walk to the window?
I've been tempted to do it, but the guilt, like... Oh, I hit my car to drive right next door to get Dairy Queen.
I would not be able to live that close.
It's hard.
No,
dude, that's hard.
I couldn't do it.
We were living at McDonald's, and I like saw everything that was around. I was like, dude, you live in like food heaven here.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, and I live right behind a Dairy Queen. Didn't take him seriously until we pulled up. I was like, dude, you literally
live. I would be getting ice cream
right behind that. And then we pulled past into the spot, and then I saw the KFC next door. And I was like, dude, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want cheese curds? Do you want... Like, what do you want?
both.
I'm multiple.
You get a bucket and a blizzard.
Yeah.
So the closest fast food for me is 15 minutes.
That's true.
And that's Dairy Queen.
That's true.
If I want Burger King, I gotta drive 25 minutes.
Yeah, I was like,
it's spicy chicken sandwich.
If you they have got to it right Burger tonight. King, you mean when you go to get Burger King?
At least twice.
Yeah, no.
It's not a question of if you have to. You're going to.
No, when I do, yeah.
You know the amount of times they send me pictures of, oh, they messed up my order. I'm like, dude, they mess your order up so many times. You think you would check it before you leave now.
Why don't they have your order on, like, speed dial?
Sure. They just walk in and like, it's Ethan again. Shit.
Here's our number one customer.
Six spicy sandwiches.
The only guy that drives 20 minutes to get a spicy chicken sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they mess it up. It's so funny.
He gets a phone call every time.
I'm like, dude, just check it. It's not that hard to check it. Like, pull up a little bit, check it, and then you're right there.
You just gotta unwrap the whole wrapper.
Yeah, but at least your food's right.
Yeah.
That's what I hate. Like, when I go to fast food places, I try to order the most simple things that I ever have to change anything to, because I cannot trust anyone to get it correct. So that's why I'm afraid to go get those chicken sandwiches, because they all have pickles. And I swear, if they gave it to me with pickles, I would throw it away.
I don't do pickles.
I can't
really?
Stand
yeah.
that.
That's not what you said last night. Cow's ass.
He's just talking about crinkle pickles.
Like I said, that's
wait,
what
you
said. You know those little kosher ones? The little heavy ones? Yeah, he likes those.
The ones you cut and put potato salad on?
Those are his favorite.
Golly.
You don't like pickles, but you like coleslaw.
I do.
Those are two totally,
that's totally different
things.
Things.
No, coleslaw is a lot worse.
No. Why? And you don't even like ranch. That baffles me.
Yeah, because you know why? Ranch tastes like shit.
Well, you like mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's
and mayonnaise is
and
coleslaw.
Is a
exactly. I don't like the crunchiness of coleslaw.
The cabbage.
I don't like cabbage. Yeah, that's rabbit food.
You live in Potosi.
Yeah, I don't eat rabbit food. I kill and eat what eats grass and rabbit food.
So you eat rabbit, but you don't eat rabbit food.
Exactly. It makes logical sense.
Yes, sir.
No.
No. Not one
not
bit.
Not one bit.
Ranch is gross.
I would understand if you said, I don't like coleslaw that's vinegar-based, because I'm that way.
I'm that way.
Vinegar.
I don't like
but if it's on mayo, there is nothing wrong with it.
I just don't like cabbage.
Oh, my God.
Then you can't really like mayo, then.
I can.
But ranch is basically mayonnaise.
No, it's
spices.
Not.
Yes,
it's completely different. It tastes completely different.
It's a mayonnaise-based
okay,
dressing.
But yeah, but it's completely different.
I can't imagine. I can't believe that you're someone that's as big into like buffalo sauce as you are, and you don't like ranch.
Yeah, because buffalo sauce doesn't need ranch.
They literally go hand in hand.
No, it goes better by itself.
No, that's like pizza and wings. Like you need one of them. You need both together. Or pizza and beer. Wings and beer.
Yeah, and no ranch.
That's
like a good steak doesn't need. Sauce.
Like
so good wings don't need anything besides buffalo sauce.
But if it's saying needs good seasoning.
Yeah, that's what the buffalo sauce is.
You're not putting buffalo sauce on steak.
No, they're putting on chicken. You tried to get me, but you didn't get me.
No, what are you doing then?
The seasoning on steak is the buffalo sauce on wings. So you don't need anything else.
The buffalo wings need ranch.
No, they don't.
They do.
You know what needs ranch? The trash can.
Take a bowl. See how many people
yeah, I know, I'm in the minority. I get
yeah,
that, but it's still gross.
There's literally a place here called Twisted Ranch.
Yeah, that place sounds like hell.
I've never been.
It sounds
I
like
love
hell.
Ranch.
When you picture hell, it's that.
He sent me a picture because we had two buddies that went out there once on like a mandate. And he sent it to me. He goes, dude, they can't believe they did this. And he's like, well, we're not going there. Oh, he's like, the place is disgusting, but I'm still mad.
I think you're the only person I know that doesn't like ranch.
I
don't.
He's the only person I know that doesn't like ranch.
No,
do you like
other
cheese?
Really?
Okay.
I don't like blue
cheese.
I like some blue cheese.
I don't like cottage cheese either.
Mm.
I don't do cottage cheese.
I like cottage cheese.
God, you're such a weird motherfucker.
Hey, you know what's good with cottage cheese? Pineapple.
No.
Oh,
yeah, pineapple doesn't even go on
pineapple
pizza.
Pineapple in anything except for itself.
Yeah,
it's wrong to me.
Pineapple should only be eaten by itself.
Yes. Not even in a sundae. I had a banana split the other day.
Okay, those were
good. Yeah, from Dairy Queen. I don't
yeah,
know why
they
put pineapple on
they
it.
They put pineapples in it, and it's just, it's gross. I didn't throw it away.
I'll do fresh pineapple, but any like pineapple flavoring, pineapple juice.
I like just
like
fresh
pineapple and pizza,
pineapple.
Warm pineapple is just not,
ew,
it's
no,
disgusting.
That's so gross.
I don't know how people do it. It's just blasphemy on how wise they get on there.
Yes. Yeah, like ranch.
No, that's completely false.
Oh my god. There are some things, like, one of the best things I've had is a chicken pizza that has ranch instead of the pizza sauce.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh my god.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I used buffalo chicken, but instead of the marinara pizza sauce, it's buffalo sauce.
That's good too.
That's also
that's
good.
That's good too.
Yeah, like that's awesome.
Still good.
Still good ranch.
I would still dig in ranch.
Buffalo sauce on top, ranch underneath, or buffalo underneath, ranch on top.
Ranch is gross. I mean, I've tried ranch. I've tried so many different kinds of ranch. You just don't like ranch.
Store-bought ranch or like restaurant ranch?
I've tried store-bought. I've tried restaurant. I've tried homemade.
Have you tried Neverland?
No. I don't even know what that is.
He's the only one that got it.
Michael Jackson.
Ah, touche. There. I don't even do store-bought ranch. My grandma and I make our own homemade ranch.
You don't like Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley is the nastiest ranch out there.
I'll agree with that.
Hidden Valley is disgusting.
I'm not a big fan of using homemade ranch. Like, especially my favorite.
You don't like homemade ranch?
No, store-bought. Sorry. But I've never made homemade. But, like, I'll save up when we go to Dairy Queen. Because I always do buffalo and ranch, and they come in cups that are sealed. I will always save my extra in the fridge for, like, if we make something at home a week down the line, because it's so much better than just getting, like, Hidden Valley.
It is. Restaurant ranch and homemade ranch destroy store-bought.
Ranch is
so
shit.
We're on salad toppings here, or salad dressings here. Ranch is a salad dressing. Caesar dressing tastes just like Italian dressing.
No.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Not even close.
I've never really ordered a Caesar salad.
That's the only salad I'll eat. Caesar. Or I'll eat Italian.
If I go anywhere...
Like you're saying Italian, like the Italian Olive Garden tastes the same as a Caesar. There's no way.
Maybe not an Olive Garden.
That's Italian.
I know. I know, but where was I? I was somewhere.
He got a Caesar salad. Like, this tastes like Caesar salad.
Somebody got an Italian, and I got a Caesar, and they tasted exactly the same.
I don't know.
Maybe you both got the same thing.
Maybe they just
got me.
I don't know. Everywhere I go.
This is not hard to confuse Ethan.
Go ahead, you're good.
By the way, speaking of like trying to determine between Italian and Caesar, have you guys heard the theory of the Skittles all being the same flavor?
Oh, they are. There's different smells.
The flavors, or the colors make you sense that it's something else.
Yep.
False.
No, they all taste the same.
I don't know. I haven't tried the thing. I haven't tried it yet.
You had to close your nose and chew them all. They all taste the same.
Well, if you close your nose and chew them all, then you can't taste them.
No, like one at a time. Is what I'm saying.
This guy's a dumbass. Do you know the marshmallow peeps?
Yeah.
Do you like those?
No.
Not really.
No.
Well, Allie loves those.
Do you like them?
It's disgusting.
I'm not a big sweet guy, though.
Do you think they taste different by the color?
No.
Exactly. Some people are like, oh, the blue ones and the yellow ones taste different. I'm like, no, it's colored sugar.
The Skittles one intrigues me, though.
I don't eat regular Skittles anymore. I only eat sour. I've tried it with sour, and I could kind of tell. It was definitely harder with your eyes closed. I could tell the difference. I was getting, like, half of them right, but there's, like, five flavors.
Yeah.
You know what's
you should try that
though?
Tonight.
So, I don't know if you guys watch it, because I don't know how much you guys watch our podcast. We did a fast food burger challenge.
I did.
So, we got blank burgers.
I did see that one.
That one's kind of
tough.
Did
you notice how I went like 5 or 6?
I think I could pass that one, hands down.
It's kind of tough.
I can probably pass that.
I thought I was going to do well on it, and then I got it in front of me, and like I can't see, and I'm like, it's a little bit harder than I thought.
I honestly think I could go 6 for 6. I'm a burger connoisseur. Like, I could do it.
Depends if they're like... If there's hot sauce or buffalo sauce,
just a normal cheeseburger.
Cheese and bread.
Yeah, hands down.
Actually, I don't order a lot of cheeseburgers from fast food. It actually kind of scares me to order it. I don't know. I have a weird thing with like hamburger meat from
fast food.
It's not really meat. Like horse meat, but you know, I'll enjoy it.
Exactly.
Go off.
Now you know why I'm kind of a fear. But the only place I order burgers from is from Freddy's.
You've never had Freddy's? Freddy's is so
steak
good.
Burgers with a bomb.
It's like a steak and chicken. Oh, yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Way better. And they have this fry sauce.
You've had Freddy's?
Fantastic.
Oh, is that when we stopped back on the way back from my bachelor party?
Yeah.
That you guys could have went to?
Would
you
know you didn't invite me?
Were we invited?
We invited Alex.
Did you?
You were busy that weekend.
Yeah, I probably was.
You were busy too.
And that's why I don't think I really
knew you were out of town.
Yeah.
I don't think I really knew you at that point.
No, you did.
He's like, fuck this guy. Shut up.
It was a good time. Until it wasn't.
I got alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't have wanted to be there.
No, it was good until it wasn't.
I didn't eat for like 3 days.
Yeah, that's just not fun. It was good until shit hit the fan, literally.
Yeah, girl got a leg chop.
A prop in the leg. It is.
I remember that story.
Yeah, I was all over every news station.
You were all over every news station.
You can look up my
name
right now.
There was like five. There was five.
There's at least 10 articles.
There's five.
Oh, at least God. 10.
It's like, so I'm getting married, she's got her leg chopped off. Like, what the hell?
Gotta pay for this surgery now.
It just ruined my weekends.
I definitely had alcohol poisoning.
Shit, we go. Yeah, that sucks.
I didn't for 3 days.
Yeah, I remember
you. But yeah, you had,
I have pictures.
Of the boat accident.
Yeah, that too, but I was talking about me in the bathroom with him.
Oh,
he was puking his guts out.
Did he hold his hair back?
Yeah, pretty much.
He was talking about the ride back to shore with the cop that it seemed like the cop was purposely just trying to make him sick.
There was no seat. No seat on the cop's butt. But a boat.
Really?
Was it already sick?
How much did you do that for? $1 million or what?
No, he gave me $1 million.
Okay.
No, but they're like, I was sitting on the back of the boat, and me, alcohol poisoning at this time, I'm like,
it was great.
I feel like he's going 9 miles an hour. It's Labor Day weekend in Lake of the Ozarks, so you know the water's already choppy. And he's just going, and there's no seat. I'm sitting on the back of the boat, and I'm like, oh, and just like, I close my eyes, which just get me there. And then he's talking
to
Ethan.
That's probably the worst thing you can do is close your eyes.
He's talking to Ethan because we're at the dock and it's not a stationary. It's not a stationary dock. It was a moving dock, so it was rocking back and forth. He's sitting there talking to Ethan. I'm just sitting there, and I go, bleh! And he looks over at me and goes, "You okay?" I go, "I'm good." Yeah, but you have Freddy's. You want to hear something that's blasphemy? His wife doesn't like cane sauce.
I know a lot of people don't like cane sauce.
I know a lot of people.
I don't
understand. She doesn't even like canes in general.
That I don't understand.
I know.
She's also the biggest hater ever, too. Don't mean her.
Yeah, she does hate pretty strong, don't she?
She hates me.
Yeah, because you take me away from her.
I'm not going to lie.
You're the other person
where we're at right now. I showed up to his house today, and the door was locked. I have a key to their house, and I unlocked the door and just walked in. And she looks, and she turns back and looks at me, and I go, "Hey, and she kept on walking." I got to their house before them one day and literally opened the door, walked in, just started sitting down. They came. I could hear them get the keys out. They like just opened the door and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I had a key." They're like, "Why would I sit in my car? This doesn't make sense."
Going back to canes though, like, you know, people always have that the comparison of either you like canes or you like Chick-fil-A more. But I know it's two different types of foods.
I've never had Chick-fil-A.
I'm more of a Canes person than Chick-fil-A. I think Chick-fil-A is kind of overrated.
Yeah,
well, I wouldn't go overrated. Have you tried the thing that's going around like TikTok where you get the salad bowl, like just the bowl, and then you get 12-count of nuggets, fries, mac and cheese, and buffalo sauce, and then you put it in the salad bowl together, and mix it all up.
It's good, huh?
Delicious.
Yeah,
it sounds like a lot to go through.
Have you had their mac and cheese?
No, I've had a bite.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
For fast food mac and cheese, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you can't really get that anymore.
No, I'm just more of a Canes guy.
Yeah.
Canes is good. We have Canes today.
It's just so fast, man. Like, that's my biggest
thing. So is Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, really.
Yeah. But, like,
you know why? Canes,
yeah, but
the
you
Lord
have to,
is getting you through there.
You don't have
except
to wait at Canes.
Yeah, I was like, that's the thing. You never have to wait at Canes. Like, I've never spent more than 5 minutes in line.
True.
Yeah.
And it's always correct. It's super simple. But that's what.
But it's chicken strips.
And exactly. Allie's entire side of the family, like, it's only chicken strips.
I'm
like,
not
even their sandwich is chicken strips.
I pulled forward today just to make sure that my chicken strips was in the box.
That he
just
didn't get
to
a
make sure.
The thing to do, though, like, I love coleslaw, though. But to get rid of the coleslaw, I get an extra piece of bread.
I get
an extra sauce.
I get extra fries.
No, just do the Kenyak.
No slaw, extra fries.
You get two. No.
Yeah. I do the Kenyak, but I get rid of my slaw for an extra piece of bread. You get two sauces.
You guys hate on the slaw. I save that for
I mean,
rest.
It's good.
It's the best part.
I like it. But I
if you like coleslaw,
toast.
I get double fries, but now I see I can get double toast.
You can get double
I
toast.
I get triple toast.
You can get double toast. I don't like the same price.
I'm just saying. If you like coleslaw, you definitely like sucking toes. They correlate together.
I mean, are they clean?
Ethan's a toe sucker.
No, I've never sucked a toe before.
That's not your own, right?
Right.
Ethan's not capable enough to suck his toe.
Oh, he can.
Just bend your shoe.
I'm just showing you that I can do it.
Just do you bite?
Pull his hammy.
Do you bite your toenails then?
No,
you
can God,
get your
no.
foot up there to your mouth.
That's disgusting.
Oh, dude.
I don't even bite my.
Do you bite your toenails?
As a kid, I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
You used to suck your toes too?
No, I just bit my toenails.
I think I.
That's
my
basically sucking your toes.
No, it's not. It's completely different.
No.
You got your cum in your mouth.
You have the toenail in your mouth. You don't have the toe in your mouth.
Yeah, that's still a toe.
Why are we acting like that's better?
It's not.
It's like, dude.
You bite your fingernails though, right?
No.
Oh, I do.
I used to.
Oh, I do.
I would.
My wife does.
She bites
her fingernails.
She bites her fingernails.
I bite her fingernails.
Oh,
it's a habit.
I mean,
it's such a bad habit.
I could never bite them, but then I found out that's actually a better method than what I was doing because I would just pick off the side.
Oh,
like,
she does
pick
that
at
too.
It, and then I would rip it, but I ripped it past like the actual healthy portion so much that my fingernails would bleed. I was like, I need to stop this.
Yeah.
I should just take the time to clip my nails.
Can't do it. I gotta bite them. It's just a bad habit.
My sister was like that. But yeah, I could never do toenails because I take showers every day. I pride on like keeping myself clean. Toenails always smell horrid.
Yeah, you know why?
You feet
are
gross. She does not be washing your feet.
It, but it's only my
feet are so gross.
It's only my big toe.
You probably let the water and the soap run down your feet, and that's what you call washing your
no,
feet.
No, I'm not one of those people.
Don't
I wash
your feet.
I wash
you're
behind
not
my
supposed
ears.
To do that.
Yeah,
I hate feet, and that's the only time I will ever touch a feet is when I'm washing my feet. I will never touch a girl's foot, will never do that at all. I hate feet. Like, my own feet, girls have. And the girls are like, oh, I have cute feet. I'm like, oh, that's bullshit.
Nobody,
no feet are cute.
Nobody has cute feet.
I disagree. I think my feet are pretty cute.
Well,
I got nice feet.
You like feet? You like feet,
Dad? I don't have a problem with feet.
I don't
have a problem with anything.
Ah, so you a kinky kind of
except
guy.
Except for sucking dick. Draw a line somewhere.
Everybody has a line somewhere.
That's not it. That's not your line, though.
Listen, let's just change the topic.
You got any kinks? What you like? Feet? You like feet?
I don't have a problem with feet.
There's something.
Neither does Ethan.
I don't have a problem.
No, Ethan definitely sucks. Liz's toes. He does.
I don't.
He does. I know he does.
Yes.
I know he does.
Yes.
Hey, you know what Ethan likes? Ethan likes being tied up.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Sick.
No.
He's the one tying you up. Why are you trying to lie?
Oh, my God.
There's something that you like more than... You got a kink, I know. Ethan's a sucking toes.
I'd have to think about it. We'll get back to it. I don't know. I'll think about it. What's yours, then?
Braids.
Braids.
That's a kink.
Have you had enough encounters to know?
Yeah. I've had more encounters than you, so... Not recently, but more than you, so we can keep on moving.
I haven't.
Braids. I like braids.
Hmm.
You know? Like the double braids.
Think like the handlebars.
Like a Harley.
Oh my God. I don't know.
You have to say that.
Yeah, I don't know. Alex?
I don't have a good enough history to anything to go off of. There have been two women in my life.
Lights off.
Lights off.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethan doesn't like looking himself naked. He can't see it.
He's like, where's that? I don't know. Where do you not like looking at Liz naked?
Ooh, you should have said lights off. You're done messed up.
Yeah, she's gonna be mad when you get home.
Yeah, well, I gotta go home with all the lights on.
So you can suck those toes.
So. So when I'm home alone, I shut all the curtains because I get scared of the dark.
Oh yes.
Do you do the same?
Yes.
No.
I know. I'm changing the subject completely.
So it,
like, I shut all the curtains.
Like blinds. You close all the blinds.
Okay, so you have blinds. I have curtains.
Okay. Like,
but yeah.
I have curtains too. But
do you?
Yeah, but I mean, you close them. But
yeah, I close.
It's
them.
Not because of
see.
The
well,
dark,
this is different. This is different. You know, you live, you know, in town. I live out.
To be a me.
There's like maybe 45 people that know where I live.
Yeah, Bigfoot's gonna get them.
I'm always scared. I'm gonna
I don't
walk
in the dark.
I do.
Yeah,
I
live down the hallway to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I turn
the
lights on.
Yeah, every light I walk.
I'm so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like.
I'm so glad that we moved into like a smaller house because I was one of those people that like at my parents' house, when I would be the last one to go to bed and I'd be going upstairs, I'd have all the lights on downstairs, going to turn them off as I'm going up, and then I would sprint up the stairs.
Oh yeah, I still do that. I still do that.
I'm terrified. I don't do Halloween.
Oh, I love it. That's my favorite
time. I hate Halloween with a passion. But I will, that's though, if I turn the lights, if I'm going to bed, come back from the bathroom, and the light switches, going back to bed, though, the light switches on, I flip it and it'll jump to my bed.
Oh, I feel scared. Yeah.
Gonna grab my light. So, do you have
night lights?
No, light lights.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I do. Those. I do. Every room that's in the house, there's a night light.
I had to unplug those night lights when I stayed and walked their dogs because I'm like, I need to be pitch black. Like, I love the dark. And I had to be pitch black, so I had to plug up like six night lights that are just in the living room. And I was like,
it's completely bright in there, like it's full lighting, just from
the night lights. No, but going to your Halloween thing, I love Halloween. So like right now, Spooktober. So you gotta watch a spooky movie every night. So what are we, like 15 days in right now?
Right.
So I've watched a spooky movie every single night. So it's to the point now where, like, I'm a little paranoid. Like, someone's got to kill me. Like, if I go to my bathroom, like, I'll push the shower curtain back. I'm like, shit, no one's there.
Oh, I do that anyway.
That doesn't bother me. Like, I won't do a fake haunted house, though. Oh, I will not do it. Somebody will get punched.
I don't like that.
I would much rather go, like, on a ghost tour. I would rather do
that. I'll do that, but that shit scares me because ghosts are real.
I've never experienced anything, so I can't say anything.
Let's go.
I've experienced
it. So,
let's hear it. It's October, so.
No, I can't. I don't want that demons in me.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I'll talk about it. Back in my very first house where I lived, we had two rooms upstairs where we all stayed. There was five of us, my parents and then me and my two sisters. My sisters and I stayed in one room, but I always had trouble sleeping, so I'd go into my parents' room. And we had a bulldog that kept downstairs, put a gate up at night so she couldn't get up. I woke up in the middle of the night one time, looked through the doorway, and there was a green set of eyes that came floating across the doorway.
And then just disappeared.
Yeah. And that is one of the only things in my life that I vividly remember. And so now I do not sleep with the door open.
How old were you?
Ever. I was like maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, I don't sleep with
the door. Did somebody tell you that story or did you like?
No, I woke up in the middle of the night. I was sleeping between my parents, sat up, looked at the doorway, and saw the...
Did they see anything?
No. Because it was like, it was the middle of the night. I just woke up just because. But my dog has green eyes, like most bulldogs do. But she could not get upstairs. The gate was still up when we woke up.
Hmm. Yeah. I have two personal stories that's happened to me, and then one that from another person that's had some happen to them. So my sisters are best friends. They're practically family. Their house was haunted by a friendly ghost. Like, you could ask him to open doors and he'd open doors for you. Or he'd walk through and you could just hear him like going through stuff in the kitchen, like opening cabinets and then like walking. I just punched the mic. But then like walk back into the like bedroom, open the door and close the door.
You've seen all this?
I've seen that. I've seen that happen.
Hmm.
And then second, in my house, which I'm now, because I'm going to go home and I'm going to get haunted at night. So like my bedroom is connected to my bathroom. Right. And there's my bathroom, when my parents built it, when we built the house, I was like 6. So my bathroom is like, when people come over, it's like the guest bathroom, but it's connected to my room too. But there's a doorway from the hall to the bedroom, or to the bathroom.
Right.
So there's two doors to the bathroom, one from the hall, one from my room. So like I always have that door from the hall to the bathroom locked because like no one's over because no one needs to go in there. Then my bedroom door locked. Get in the shower one night. I'm playing music. So this is my phone. My phone's setting like this. Like this is the home button.
Right.
Phone's setting like this. I'm playing music. I'm just in the shower. Music stops halfway through. I'm like, okay, maybe my phone just stopped playing music. And then a new song comes on. Like it stops. And then a new song comes on. And then it like goes to the next song. Like, okay, maybe my phone's like glitching or whatever. I come back, my phone's like this and on my bed. Like the home button's facing the other way. And I like open my door and I was like, hey mom, did you come in my room? She goes, no, why? I go, all right, I'm not sleeping in here tonight. I was done. I was like, nah, that's not happening.
That's strange. I know there's like, I believe there's probably spirits and stuff from people who've passed, but I don't know if I believe hauntings because I've never seen it personally, so I can't really believe it.
And then my brother-in-law used to work at the prison in Potosi, so yeah, it was like
the what?
The prison in Potosi. So it's like one of the highest security prisons in the state of Missouri. It's they used to do the death sentence and all that. That used to be the only place they do the death sentence in the state of Missouri. So if you got put on death row, you were killed in Potosi.
Right.
So he was doing his rounds one night, and he was checking the cells, and there was eyes staring at him in a cell. No one was registered to that cell. No one was in that cell.
Like, that's freaky.
Yeah, like, there was no inmate in that cell. He turned the flashlight on, and no one was in there.
That's weird.
And I would be like, nope, I'd be out. And, like, they have the bubble where they control their doors. One of the ladies that was working with them was talking about the new God's Not Dead movie that came out. This was, like, 5-6 years ago. So it's, like, yeah. The second one. The fan that was on top of the microwave shot across the room when she mentioned that movie. I was like, hell no. I'm quitting the job. I'm going out, like, not doing that shit.
Yeah. I've had multiple encounters.
Dude, so now, thank you for bringing this up, because the ghost that's listening that's gonna at my house is going to kill me.
Okay. He's watching the podcast.
you know that White House I used to live in, where the station was at? Okay, so, you know, you pull up the driveway to the White House, and then, like, to the left, there was a light pole with a, or the electric pole with a light. So I slept outside and shut the door, and I woke up as soon as I shut the door. Well, I looked to my right, and there was somebody walking. I was probably 7, maybe. There was somebody walking, like, under that light, and I said, hey, and nobody, they didn't turn around or anything. They just kept walking.
Were they also sleepwalking?
They could be, I guess. But it was probably 6 foot tall. It was a dark figure. They creeped me out.
That's like,
I will do a real haunted house, but I won't.
There's one in Potosi. There's a one that's, it's the Long Banna house that's built, was built in like 1805 or some shit like that, like real old. And they, you know, like the Ghostbusters, the TV show or whatever. Ghost Hunters or whatever it is. There's like three of them, but one of them came into Potosi, and they were like, there's a, you can look it up on YouTube, like, they stick a flashlight and they're like, hey, if you're here, turn the flashlight on. The flashlight goes, flashes on, or like, where there's that, I was like, oh, hell no. Oh, it's built down. Sorry.
Man, that's...
Sorry.
Supposedly, like, Alton's like one of the most haunted places.
Yeah. And then they're down, like, 40 minutes from Potosi, there's like this mental asylum that's abandoned.
Jesus, no way, dude.
And it, like, the big ghost hunters, like, went down there, and they're like, oh yeah, this place is insanely haunted. So I'm like,
I think my mom's done tours.
You wanna go?
Like that, Sand Island or something.
So, like, next October, we're all going.
No, I'm not going.
Okay. Yeah, you will, man.
No. Alright, Dustin, me and you will go.
I'll go.
I mean, I'll go.
I'm not going.
You're going.
Let's see.
I won't be there. Yeah, right now, I won't be there.
Allie doesn't do scary stuff. Maddie. I can't even get her to go see, like, movies.
No, I love it.
Yeah, Maddie, yeah, my wife scary. Doesn't. Maddie will go to the fake haunted houses, but she won't watch scary movies.
I love it all. I don't do
jump scares. Those annoy the hell out of me.
I jump scared Ethan the other day, and he knew where I was. Yeah. He knew I was in his.
I just
jumped just because.
Like, he saw me go into his bedroom, and like in his bedroom, if you go into the bedroom and go left, like immediately, that's their bathroom. So I kind of hid right by their door, and he comes and he peeks around.
I see his shadow.
He sees my shadow. He has his cup in his hand full of his drink. And I go, Rod, he goes, oh. So I was like, you guys got any embarrassing stories you want to tell before we get off of here? Because we've been going for a
long time.
Over an hour, so.
I love it. Keep going.
Embarrassing?
Yeah. God, we'll have to do a second one of this and keep going.
That's
stories.
Fine. I honestly don't know if I have anything embarrassing.
Do you guys ever hear the story about Ethan sending me a video of his ass?
No.
I don't think so.
I get a Snapchat from Ethan. It's like, ha, 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 ha. It's like video. So I'm like, no, it's a video. And before I can open it, I get a phone call from him. And I was like, I said, hello? And he goes, hey, don't open your Snapchat. I go, why? He goes, I didn't mean to send that video to you. I was like, what did you send me? And he goes, I have this weird bump like in my ass crack. And he goes, I was taking a video of it. And I accidentally sent it to you. So don't open it. I tell you, when I stuck my phone to the side and I went like this, like just to like get to go on, I was making sure, like, I tapped like 100 times to make sure that everything went. And I did not look. I was like, God, please don't see that.
That's lies. You know you're like,
I was lying.
Secretly looking at you. Sorry, you're
out. Yeah, I did that little like slide that way they don't get notified when you screenshot it.
Do you guys have embarrassing stories other than that?
I don't think I have anything embarrassing. I don't get embarrassed easily.
I don't either. Nothing really embarrassing.
Alex has some. He just doesn't want to mention.
Oh, I can't really.
Anything more embarrassing than peeing down the stairs?
That was younger stuff. That's a little different. I'm trying to think of something. And maybe when I've been a little bit older.
My eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
You shave your eyebrows?
On accident.
He was. No, you want to. Okay.
Freshman year of baseball.
It was sophomore year.
What? No, it was
sophomore.
Yeah, it was sophomore. Yeah.
He comes in. You're right. To school that day, and I was like, dude, what the hell happened to you? He goes,
burned on a candle.
He goes, no, it gets better. He goes, I lit candles for my bath, and I burned them on that when I was lighting it. I said, that's bullshit. I said, you're not lying to me. I was like, what'd you do, like, try to trim them and shave them off? He goes,
yeah.
And I was like, God, you idiot. He literally told everyone he burned them on a candle.
I don't think anybody believed it.
He looked like.
Why would they?
He didn't have the beard at all. No, so imagine I didn't have even it. Without the beard, no eyebrows. He looked like the abominable snowman.
I have a picture of that.
He looked so pale and white. It was so funny.
That's whenever I stayed clean shaved. It was a long time ago.
So, how was your guys' first time on the old podcast?
It was fun.
I could do it for hours. I could just sit and bullshit for hours.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll get you guys on again. I mean. We have been going.
We'll come down where you guys have it all set up.
Ethan needs to go tell him to his kids. So.
Gotta take care of the kiddo. Oh,
yeah. So we'll do it like on a day. Like a day. We'll maybe go out to eat. You know, we'll just after that.
We won't go off for 6 hours afternoon.
You know, maybe try some different things before next time. And
oh, yeah.
You know, we'll just leave it at that.
Some new stories.
Some new stories. Some real fun stories. Other than that. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
And YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Thank you guys for watching. Or Gucci flip-flops.
We Gucci flip-flops.
Gucci flip-flops.
Gucci flip-flops.